Discover.com/credit scorecard.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
The defense secretary is going to the border. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Jim Mattis just took off. He's headed there to get a first-hand look at what U.S. troops are doing, deployed as that caravan of Central American migrants keeps making its way to the border. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, Defense Secretary Mattis announced a trip yesterday to reporters at the Pentagon, but he gave no estimate of how much the mission will cost.
We'll update you on costs as they become known. Obviously, the units executing the border mission have got to report them in up here, but we are capturing the cost.
Nearly 6,000 active duty troops are taking part in the border mission. Of those, about 1,000 are on or near the border in South Texas, the troops acting in a support role only. Dave.
Rachel, it's up to 48 people dead in that Northern California wildfire. Now a third contained. It's burned down 7,600 homes. Crews keep looking for more victims, but Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says it's difficult.
They report them as missing and unaccounted for, but they don't, in fact, know that they're missing or that someone is looking for them.
Fires to the south killed two more and burned down hundreds more homes, but thousands of evacuees have returned home. It's another day to go over ballots again across Florida among the legal fights there in an attempt to extend the recount deadline beyond tomorrow. Rick Scott clings to a slight lead over Democratic Senator Bill Nelson and claims he won.
Senator Nelson and Governor Scott are both going to allegedly appear for the Senate class photo. Governor Scott is in D.C. for orientation. So if they both show up for the same class photo for the new Senate class, it's going to be a very interesting time.
Fox's Griff Jenkins also today in the House. Republicans will pick their leaders for the next Congress. Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy still wants to be in charge when the GOP's in the minority, but Jim Jordan's challenging him.
Why did we lose in the first place? I mean, 2 years ago, the American people elected President Trump to come to this town and shake it up, and he has done just that. But I don't think they've seen the same intensity from House Republicans.
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump may be done answering written questions from the special counsel in the Russia probe that he often calls a witch hunt.
Two sources familiar with the discussions told Fox that written answers are being finalized and could be submitted to the special counsel Robert Mueller and his team as early as the end of this week. Contacted by Fox, the president's lawyers had no immediate comment.
That's Fox's Catherine Herridge. She says they will not answer anything about possible obstruction of justice.
The president's legal team considers those questions infringe on the president's constitutional power to hire and fire.
In the Senate today, Democrat Chris Coons and Republican Jeff Flake want to force a vote on a bill to protect special counsel Robert Mueller now that Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker has taken over for the ousted Jeff Sessions and has the role to oversee the special counsel probe, though there is a legal challenge to whether or not Whitaker was appointed constitutionally. Opening statements will continue today in New York City before testimony starts in El Chapo's trial. Joaquin Guzman is a notorious Mexican drug lord accused of ordering the murder of thousands of people and becoming the top supplier of cocaine and heroin and meth in the U.S. But the trial was delayed a bit yesterday when juror number one was dismissed.
According to the New York Post, the juror showed up with a doctor's note saying she was too anxious and too upset to do jury duty. This is the same woman who sobbed last week after she was picked for the jury saying she feared for her life. El Chapo is known for hiring sicarios or hitmen to kill potential witnesses or those helping in his prosecution. The most notorious drug trafficker in the world is facing 17 federal charges, and if convicted, the 61-year-old will spend the rest of his life in prison. In Brooklyn, New York, Brian Yenis, Fox News.
Well, Wall Street stock futures aren't showing much direction, up slightly the day after the Dow dropped another 100 points. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Good morning. Local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by American Eagle Auto Glass for expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van. American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A road opening to tell you about. The construction on I-74 between St. Joseph and Urbana will be done tomorrow. All that's left is the LED lights for the interchanges. WCIA says crews are still waiting for parts to arrive for those, but starting tomorrow, you'll no longer see construction equipment in the area. Champaign city leaders are considering lowering the fines for marijuana ordinance violations. Right now, the fines are set at a minimum of $350 for fewer than 10 grams of marijuana, and the top fine for a violation is $750. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees meets tomorrow, and the agenda includes a $100,000 bonus for President Tim Kylene for meeting goals laid out by trustees. He makes $600,000 a year. He got the full $100,000 bonus the last 2 years. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
If you're driving down the road and something hits your windshield that causes it to chip, don't worry. American Eagle Auto Glass can fix that for only $50. $50! American Eagle Auto Glass is locally owned and certified by the Auto Glass Safety Council, ensuring that they do it the right way and the safe way. And at American Eagle Auto Glass, you're not just a number. You're their customer. Located in Champaign and Danville. For more information, go to American Eagle Auto Glass. Here's your weather brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent, two locations, Village at the Crossing Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Another cold morning. Here's Diane Ducey.
Might have to scrape your windshield this morning. I know I did. Ugh. 34
you
know,
you get
high.
Those little magnet things to cover your windshield. They can do that. I don't know if they work, but they've got them.
Okay. Good suggestion.
Christian has one on campus. I have to ask him if it worked, but they're little magnet things, and it covers your windshield, so theoretically you rip it off and you're
okay.
Ready to go. So.
I'm looking for that for Christmas. Dude.
There you go. Okay. Yeah.
High 34 with sunshine, 26 our low tonight. 80% chance of some snow showers coming into Thursday's forecast with a winter weather advisory. We've got a high 33 expected tomorrow with that 80% chance of snow, down to 25 in the evening. 41 with sunshine as we wrap up the week Friday, though. We're currently at 15, wind chill at 5. ESPN 93.5.
Say 5 degrees? What? You have a garage.
I don't even want to say that.
You have a garage. But
No.
Look, a lot of people, you have stuff in them.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people, it's bursting. It's Magoo's closet.
Well,
is that what it is when things tumble out when you
just,
open it? But how
anyway.
Much, you got so much valuable stuff, you just... Have a business on eBay or something.
There we go.
Anyway,
I like that idea. No, make some money off our junk.
You don't have junk. You have treasures.
Yes, we do.
And nobody likes scraping.
You know, I'm going through this chapter right now where I wish I would have kept up. I had a friend, the first day of the month, used to assess all the kids' papers. Only pick one out of that month to keep in their history of Gabrielle. You know what I'm saying? Instead, I have all these papers, and I just love seeing their artwork when they were in first grade.
Yeah,
but really, I
understand what you're saying, but the artwork takes about an extra 3 inches.
Yeah.
And it's 8x11, the 3 inches. We got all the art stuff, too, but that's like a box. That's all it is. It's a box.
I mean, you've saved the best of the best, though.
We have a lot, but it's just not a big room thing. It's a box.
Right.
It's not a huge box.
Well, you're right.
You know, and I told my former boss, Jim Turpin, many years ago when Janet and I got married, I said, Jim, I'm not going to accumulate stuff. And he looked at me. And he smiled. He said, that's not going to happen.
Right.
He's right. It's just the way life is. It's okay.
Speaking of Jim Turpin, Parade of Lights has him as the Grand Marshal.
Yeah. Yeah, well-deserved. Excited for that.
I'm so excited. Yep. And that's always the Saturday after Thanksgiving.
Which is coming up.
Yes.
Isn't a week from tomorrow Thanksgiving?
They say, yes, it's true. So coordinators with Champaign Center Partnership said they're capping the entries at 60, and they're at 52 right now.
Ooh, eight more to go.
So in case you wanted to get in on the Parade of Lights and you're thinking, oh, wow, that is right around the corner. Stevie and Diana Wright, get on at ChampaignCenter.com.
You're going to have eight more spots?
That's right.
And it's got to be something lit.
It has to be all a lit entry. Even if somebody's handing out candy, they need to be wearing a lit hat or, you know, a Rudolph nose or something to make it very festive. Things really begin after 3 in downtown Champaign with the activities at various vendors and restaurants and things like that. But at 6 o'clock is when the parade steps off. They need a few volunteers, also parade marshals and things like that. The tree lighting right around 7 at One Main Plaza. I'll be up on the balcony, and I hand Santa the mic, and we count down. It's a real good scene, so be a part of it on Saturday the 24th.
All right, and Illinois football, I have more tickets to give away for Saturday. It doesn't look like... Well, what does it look like here for Saturday's football game? If you're planning to go Saturday...
High 40, low 27, 40% chance of precipitation at this point. Not saying exactly when that will happen. Oh, snow after 5, it says.
Fourth time out, you'll see Miss Illinois. I got that inside.
Okay, good.
So Miss Illinois will be on the field, so reason enough to go to the darn game.
There
Come
you
on.
Go.
I was really happy yesterday afternoon when I went to the press conference with the Atkins family.
Awesome donation. Thank you, Susie.
Yep. Susan and Clint Atkins Indoor Baseball, I'll get the title right here.
Training Facility Center.
It's a fantastic thing for baseball where they're going to be able to recruit their brains out to have this kind of a facility that will really attract good talent that wants to come to the Susan and Clint Atkins Baseball Training Complex or Center. It'll be among the best college baseball setups in the entire United States. Susie Atkins gave $3 million of the $8 million deal from the standpoint they're going to raise the other $5 million. But plus all these kids get to know who Susie and Clint Atkins and the late, great Clint Atkins, who, if you knew Clint, you loved Clint. He was as generous and kind and fun, just one of the great human beings I've ever met and loved being around him. So it was a great afternoon to see the Atkins. Most of the Atkins family was there. Spencer Vaughn, Spencer's son, spoke as well. I thought Susie was eloquent and wonderful speaking. I thought she did an outstanding job.
Terrific.
And Josh Whitman happy, Dan Hartlib happy. I mean, it was a nice afternoon. Saw a lot of people there. It was a full room, Hall of Fame room over at Bielefeld. Anyway, nice to see that yesterday. Illinois basketball last night, right at the tip-off. It's the first time I got to see the team. I've not seen this team. I watch it on TV. And right at the tip-off, the guy says, Trent Frazier, out. What? He said, what? Apparently in walkthroughs yesterday, freaky, Trent's in concussion protocol.
Oh, no.
In a walkthrough. I mean, has that ever happened?
I don't know.
You're just kind of going through the stuff, and you're jogging a little bit, and somebody caught an elbow in the head. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Anyway, unfortunate, freaky. And then when your best player isn't playing, Hoyas beat us, Georgetown 88, Illinois 80. I'm not super thrilled with my two veterans, Aaron Jordan and Kipper, but I like my young guys. I mean, I think this Isle, wow.
Mm-hmm.
He's special.
Yeah.
Isle
had 25.
Well, he's long. He's gonna make some money playing basketball. He's good. It's gonna be fun. So it was kind of odd. We lost, and we wouldn't have if Trent would have played. We'd have won the ball game. He's your best guy. So we missed his defense. Obviously, missed his offense. So but overall, I felt like sorry we lost, but I like a lot of what I saw.
We were right there until the last minute.
Kipper kind of missed the layup, and then he had a pretty good decent look and kind of missed that. So anyway, didn't happen. Illinois loses, but I kind of like on us all. So
exactly,
we're gonna take probably some lumps this year. We can beat some teams though. I can see this team rising up and looking really good. So anyway, that was last night at State Farm. Now, good gig. They get to fly to Maui.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be a good-looking airport team. Got a lot of big guys. That one big guy, whose name I don't know, is over 7 feet. He's ginormous.
Georgie.
No. It's another guy. Georgie is really good. I like his energy, but there's another guy. Of course, I don't know. Anyway,
Andres Feliz?
No. He's big, tall, got in for the first time, and he's ginormous. He's 7 foot something. And 300, he's huge. So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
Quarter after 70, ESPN.
Well, Gonzaga's number 3 in the nation, so.
Whatever.
All right.
It's going to be tough.
November 19th is when that game will happen.
Duke's out there, too.
I know.
So if we were to beat Gonzaga,
how do we get at that tournament?
They're 3? Gonzaga is ranked 3?
Yeah.
All right, we'll get to see where we are. It's going to be in a little gym out in Maui.
That's a really good scene, too. Oh. I mean, it's almost like a high school game or
a small gym.
Yeah.
Kind of cool.
So, and speaking of that, I know Game Day Spirit has some festive Hawaiian-type shirts with an Illini theme, so they're getting in on the fun, too. Georgetown beat Illinois 88-80. We just combed over all the details of the game, and I thought they looked pretty good. Illinois and Iowa, 2:30 on Saturday. We combed over some of the details on that. Now it's going to be a little chilly and a little chance of precipitation later in the game, but Miss Illinois will be there.
That's exactly right. And it's going to be embarrassing. Nobody's going to really know, but I'm not going to be cold. So,
because
I'm going to look like
just the layer up and you look kind of like the Michelin Man.
No, I look like the kid in Christmas Story on the porch. His mama wouldn't let him go out.
Sticking out and he's waddling.
Kind of like that. But I won't be cold.
Yes. That's a good way to play it because you have a better chance of staying healthy.
You can laugh all you want at me, mister. I'm not cold, are you?
All right.
There'll be kids there in sweatshirts.
The Illinois or the AP college football poll has Alabama, Clemson, Notre Dame, and Michigan as the top four again. No surprise there. Illinois volleyball in action against Northwestern. We are 24-3 on the season. They are 15-15. So Boston Celtics and the Bulls will go at it tonight. I was reading more about Atlanta Braves, Brian Snitzler as the manager of the year, and Bob Melvin for the Oakland A's.
All right, some baseball awards before the Cardinals sign Bryce Harper et al. Stand by.
But really what's trending is this Illinois new baseball training
center. No, it's just fantastic. Susie and Clint Atkins going to be something people will enjoy for many years. Going to improve the baseball program, too. Busey pleased to showcase unique artwork from artists, including school children, throughout the communities it serves in the 1868 collection. The new exhibit is a partnership with the Champaign County Arts Council. And at Busey Wealth Management's headquarters, downtown Urbana, the headquarters of Busey Wealth Management, 1860 collection features paintings, drawings, photography, graphic design, and more from local artists, including school children. Busey invites you to stop by Busey Wealth Management in downtown Urbana to view the original artwork today. The 1868 collection exemplifies Busey's longstanding commitment to our community. For 150 years, the organization has advocated for the arts. Busey also reinvests in our communities, our neighborhoods, helps students achieve dreams, supports small business and entrepreneurs, and helps make the dream of home ownership possible. Busey Wealth Management, honored to serve the unique financial needs of clients while they're saving for college or planning for retirement. To explore the 1868 collection, visit Busey Wealth Management in Urbana. Learn more. Busey.com. Investment products and services not FDIC insured. May lose value. No bank guarantee.
Daskal chimes in with Adonis De La Rosa.
Yeah, that's it.
Is that the name you were looking for?
Adonis De La Rosa. Again, I need a program. I don't know this team.
Right.
I sure knew Kipper, and I know Aaron Jordan. I sure knew Trent until he got a concussion and walked through or cut a concussion protocol or whatever. Anyway, when that happened, I go, dang it. I mean, this team's going to be pretty good. We certainly can't miss Trent Frazier now, can we?
This article talking about Braves' Brian Snitker and the A's, Bob Melvin, and then talking about what a great job Mike Schmidt
Schilt
did for the Cardinals.
No, he did very well in the last half.
Yeah.
Cardinals need some players, though. Here's your weather.
We've got sunshine and a high 30 expected today, 16 with clear conditions tonight, up to 37 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 24. That chance of precipitation comes our way, and then we've got sunshine expected with a high 43 by Friday. Right now the temperature is at 16. ESPN 93.5.
I can't believe it's 16 degrees.
I know.
And wind chill is 5 above.
Yes.
thought it was cold. Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla, Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. ESPN 93.5, it's Wednesday at 7:20.
Fox Business Network, the parent company of Snapchat, is being investigated by the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. They want to know whether Snap Inc. made proper disclosures to investors before it went public in 2017. Boeing shares are losing ground before the markets open. Its new automated flight control system is being investigated by the federal government following last month's fatal Lion Air jet crash in Indonesia. Shares of Canada Goose Holdings are rallying before the Wall Street open after stronger than expected earnings. Canada Goose produces luxury coats and outerwear. Canada-based cannabis company Canopy Growth is continuing to lose money. Even though it was making more than a year ago, its shares are skidding before the market open. The Dow dropped 100 yesterday. The Nasdaq closed flat. The S&P lost 4. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Yeah, the Susan and Clint Atkins Baseball Training Center. I sat next to Darren Fletcher in front of Lauren Tate and George Chappell. I was a who's who in that room.
Nice.
Forgot to remind Darren that the last time I sat by him at anything was Lamaze, 1992.
You guys had kids around the same time?
92. Casey and Nathaniel were the same week.
Nice.
Casey is now an assistant baseball. Casey Fletcher had a nice season, couple of seasons. Junior, senior, is a monster hitter. He's now an assistant baseball coach of Valparaiso.
Nice.
Did not know that. Anyway, Darren Fletcher, former Major League All-Star and Illinois Superstar, was there.
That's right. And recent inductee into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. No, it was good. Anyway, really, really cool what baseball is going to do. And just really exciting.
The pictures look really neat.
It could be cool. No, by the way, they're going to break ground. I get this right. Summer of 2020 done, summer 2021. So you bring these juniors in high school in to say, hey, you want to play Illinois baseball? Oh, by the way, this is your gig. And these guys just want to get better so they can make money playing baseball. And you get better inside in the winter. I mean, around here, it's 16 degrees right now. The wind chill at 5. Go throw the ball around. You can't do much. And then they, you know, the old days of the armory, when the nets were flimsy and you got to watch even swinging because people were running by and then the ball to get through the net. I mean, that's what kind of what they've been. They've been going to the indoor football.
Yeah, BFL.
But no, indoor football facility where they can play some baseball. That's what they've been doing.
Okay.
And so this was a full infield, 4 cages. I mean, it's going to be great. So congratulations to the Susie Atkins and the entire Susie Atkins family.
She looks terrific and in these pictures.
You know, her family.
So does Dan Hartlove and Josh, everybody.
You know, Susie Atkins said that her family started around Tolono.
Yes.
1850, though.
Oh, really?
7 generations.
Wow.
Anybody in Tolono have more than 7? I don't think so. When was Tolono incorporated?
I mean, the Fisher Farms, when we spotlighted that for Tolono Fun Day Festival and made them Grand Marshals, I think they said 14 generations of farming.
But it wasn't Tolono. When was Tolono incorporated?
I mean, it's been over 170 years, I think.
Mm. Philo was 1875, so that's 100 and...
Well, we got to beat Philo.
Well...
Because we always do.
How, if you were before Philo, could you not be center of the universe? But anyway, that's another day.
Anyway, it was a good day.
Okay, we're going to talk to Rachel Sutherland coming up. And big day in Washington. They're going to be voting for leaders. Nancy Pelosi says she'll be 100% the speaker of the now democratically controlled House of Representatives. And remember, right, I played Nancy Pelosi's clip right at election night or day after election, how, you know, we got to get things done. We can work with this.
That's right. Sounded a little more positive.
Yeah, well.
She's still riding that positive
wave. No,
right?
I don't think. I think that's over. That was okay. A really good speech after. But I think the plan is to do what the left wants them to do. The left wants investigation, impeach. So you're going to be caught up in subpoenas and all these other things.
We just don't get anything done.
There won't be anything done. It's going to be, what did the president say, war footing, if they're going to go after him like that. So nothing will happen. That's kind of predictable, and I think that was predicted. The goal will be to pick one of the, I don't know, 24 Democrats that want to be president, and then what they hope is a tainted Donald Trump and a damaged Donald Trump. They've been coming after him hard for 3 full years, 4 years maybe. Whenever he came down the escalator, It's this will do it for him. He's toast over and over and over.
Can the American people come out with little white flags and say, surrender, surrender. Let's just, you know.
It would really be nice to do some immigration.
White flags with peace signs.
Be really nice to do some health care. It'd be really nice to actually work for me. But it's just too political.
And to get some immigration solved.
Not going
to
happen.
I think we should be looking at the voting laws right now while it's fresh in everybody's head.
And what would you want to look at?
Why not have some ID when we get our voter card and come with, like, a driver's license? I think we should do it all when we get our driver's license.
That's a great idea.
Everybody has to be over 18, right, to vote?
Great idea, Ms. Voter Suppressor. Way to go, Diane. Way to be non-inclusive, you bigoted racial.
It's been eye-opening. These
prejudiced
circles that I've been talking with that are saying, wow, what happened on campus is eye-opening.
Listen, we've loosened the deal. It's no longer election day. It's election season. How dare I ask who you are? I mean, come on. Donald Trump said at a rally a month ago, I don't know, he didn't really say he was a party. He says, I'm just common sense. And that's right. Because for people to react negatively like I'm some sort of monster to say, don't you think we ought to know who's voting? Oh, you want to suppress the vote, don't you, you greedy Republican? I mean, it's just crazy. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. You can't say boo without somebody going, oh, how dare you, so insensitive.
359-2255.
Please text in if you have any thoughts on that. We'll be back in a moment. Rachel Sutherland from Washington next. If you're looking for
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. 50 deaths are now confirmed in the wildfires burning in California, 48 of those in what's known as the Camp Fire in the northern part of the state. CAL FIRE Captain Steve Kaufman says that fire is 35% contained.
Destroyed structures, 8,817.
Most of those are homes. National Guard troops are helping search teams look for more remains. Republicans elect their leaders today for the Congress being sworn in January, with House Republicans then becoming the minority.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy has favored to lead the incoming House minority, though he is facing a challenge from Freedom Caucus member Jim Jordan. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is expected to win another term in that job. Same for Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. There are questions about the support Nancy Pelosi has to lead House Democrats, but that election is not scheduled until after Thanksgiving.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. This is Fox News.
Local news with Jamie Monticello. Monticello, sorry.
Go Sages.
Yeah, right. Oh, they got that whole football team on my mind. Jamie Monticello with our local news, brought to you by OSF Ergo. Delivers quick, convenient, urgent care the speed of you, so you can get in and out and get on your way day. OSF Ergo offers two locations, Champaign on North Prospect near Walmart, on South Neal at Harvest Market. Enjoyed talking to Sheena yesterday.
Yeah, Sheena Hunt was giving us details. They greet you at the door.
And they'll take Health Alliance.
Uh-huh.
They'll take all insurance, and they greet you at the door, take you to a suite so you're not sitting around with all the sick people.
That's right.
I like that.
I do, too.
Anyway, OSF Ergo.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The University of Illinois Board of Trustees meets tomorrow, and the agenda includes a $100,000 bonus for President Tim Kylene for meeting goals laid out by trustees. He makes $600,000 a year. A 22-year-old man who was charged a month ago with four counts of burglary was booked into the county jail over the weekend. Antonio Carr is from Chicago. He is accused of entering Champaign businesses and stealing from employees. The News Gazette says the charges allege that on September 18th, he went into multiple stores intending to steal, and he was seen on video as a man who was taking possessions like wallets, ID, cash, and cell phones from employees. The locations included Shoe Carnival and PetSmart in the 2100 block of North Prospect Avenue, the Express Store at Marketplace Mall, and Guitar Center in the 700 block of West Town Center Boulevard. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
With two convenient locations in Champaign, OSF Ergo is redefining the urgent care experience. Specially designed for busy individuals and families, you get the exact care and service you need without sacrificing time or quality. At OSF Ergo, we can treat your mild illness or injury and have you out the door quickly at an affordable cost. OSF Ergo accepts a number of insurance plans, including Health Alliance, Blue Cross Blue Shield, and Humana. Visit osfergo.org to see and learn more.
Here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, Betsy and Brad Parks. You got to check out that Checkmate system to pound the flu season. Zip, zip, zip. It's sprayed everywhere. It's all gone. This is little droplets that spread. Electrostatic stuff. Kind of cool. Anyway, CMIClean.com. CMIClean.com. They're on Bloomington Road in Champaign. And they're family-owned, 50 years experience in the janitorial supply company.
It'd be great if the staff didn't come down with flu this season.
Joke, 359-6262, CMIClean.com.
Up to 34 with the sunshine, 26-hour low tonight. Later on this evening, we've got this 80% chance of snow showers. That carries into Thursday's forecast with a high 33, low 25. Winter weather advisory from 6 tonight until 6 tomorrow. By Thursday night, low 25 and 41 the high with sunshine on Friday. In case you're going to the Illini-Iowa game, there is a 40% chance of precipitation with a high around 40, low 27. But the snow shower should begin after 5, and we'll be well through the game by then.
Game over about 6, 6:30. So
hopefully people won't be leaving to hit the tailgate and then head on home.
Well, if they want to be leaving a victory, they can.
Right.
I think we can compete with Iowa.
It's totally doable.
I really believe. Look at Minnesota, what we did to them.
Right.
Iowa's not a lot better than Minnesota. They are, but not a lot.
16 degrees now on ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, wind chill and nickel. It's 5 above zero. What? What is this? November 14th? Okay, going to warm up a little. If we get to 41 on Thursday, it's going to actually feel warm. So we've got our eyes out on all that. Ladies and gentlemen, live, I believe, in the Washington, D.C. Bureau, it's Rachel Sutherland at Sutherland Fox, designated survivor, the new Kiefer Sutherland Netflix thing I've been watching.
Yeah, I got my contract all signed.
Yeah. Okay, big day in Washington. Aren't they voting for stuff?
They are. The midterms are over, but the voting continues as far as the House is concerned because House Republicans are choosing their leadership today. And it's expected that House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy would be minority leader in the 116th Congress coming up. But he is facing a challenge from Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. As you know, he was once president of the Hardline Freedom Caucus, but it's unclear whether he'd have the support to be able to overcome McCarthy on this. Kevin McCarthy is seen as kind of establishment, but he works very well with the Trump administration. Majority Whip Steve Scalise is uncontested for Minority Whip, and Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney is running unopposed for House GOP Conference Chair.
And I thought Kevin McCarthy had a thing. I mean, I thought that there was a bit of a scandal thing when Paul Ryan won and he bowed out, but maybe not. That's just maybe what I remember.
I mean, there's always some kind of infighting when it comes to these leadership elections, but I think that generally they tend to make up. They don't face any kind of ongoing bitterness that we can see. I don't know how that'll work out with Jim Jordan. I mean, he seems, you know, his approach is just a little more brash, and some people aren't a fan of that. But then Jim Jordan does have his fans, so, I mean, anything's possible. The freshman members of the Republican side will be voting in the election, even if they, you know, they haven't been sworn in yet, but they'll still be voting in this election today.
And is Nancy Pelosi for sure? She said 100% I'm the House Speaker. Is that set?
Well, there's kind of a vocal minority in this new Democrat-controlled House that isn't a fan of Nancy Pelosi, especially the more progressive, left-leaning folks. But it's still expected she probably will have the gavel, and they're going to hold their leadership elections sometime after Thanksgiving, so not quite yet.
I would think she'd want to figure out some sort of secession, kind of a extension of what she loves, because, you know, she's not going to be able to do this forever, and there's a bunch of 30s and 40-some-year-olds that want somebody else.
It's a very good point. Some of these younger people who are coming in, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the youngest woman elected to Congress, very much a progressive, left of Bernie Sanders. Wow. She's actually suggested setting up a bloc in the House, similar to the flip side to the Freedom Caucus.
Okay.
Only it's a bunch of progressives.
Socialists, a.k.a.
Well, yeah. Right. I mean, they're really far left.
No, they're way far left. And she was at the Nancy Pelosi sit-in. I'm going, wait a minute. I thought that's your leader. What are you doing? Yeah. I don't get it.
Yeah. And then this new one Sinema coming from Arizona, Kyrsten Sinema, I believe is pretty hard left too. And that was just called what the other day.
Kyrsten Sinema, I thought, was supposed to be a moderate, no?
I don't know. I mean, from what she was sounding like during her acceptance speech, she didn't really sound moderate, but maybe she was running as moderate in Arizona, and we'll see, she really does when she gets to the Senate. But yeah, there have been some progressives elected. There is a progressive caucus already in the House, but this would be a separate kind of voting bloc that could cause problems for whomever it becomes the Speaker of the House.
Well, fascinating. Always is to watch this transition. And then I guess the reporters will have a cynical pool somewhere in Washington, the over-under of number of subpoenas that the House will
have
in the next 2 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of stuff. I mean, Nancy Pelosi actually sounded so incredible right after the election, talking about working with this and president. I'm going, okay, I'll wait on that one. And now I'm hearing, impeach, impeach, impeach. I go, okay, great. Well, we'll see what happens. Always, always interesting. And you're covering it right there with your finger on the pulse of this country, Rachel. Amazing. At Sutherland Fox for follow. Thank you always.
Thanks.
Rachel Sutherland, the Washington, D.C. Bureau. 359-2255. You want to text in?
Oh, we are getting some texts. And
what I say?
Well, I mean,
by the way, here's another one. What's a Hoya? Georgetown Hoya?
Right.
Is it a dog or something? A tiger? What is it, lion? I don't know what it is. It's a thing.
Talk, and then you send me on a Google.
I'm sorry. I know you do that. I can Google that.
That's okay. I'm typing in Hoya now.
We lost to the Hoyas, so we might as well know what we lost to. I know a terrapin is a turtle. Maryland terrapins.
This one says Hoya plant.
What?
Hang on. We
did not lose to a plant.
Georgetown Hoya. And it just says a big G. Okay, maybe I should get back to
you. All right, we'll look at that. If you want to text, if you know that, 359-2255, just thinking, what is a Hoya? Because it can't be a plant. Nobody names their team after a plant. Come on. Let's go.
Every time I type in Hoyas, it brings up Georgetown. Okay, climbing and sprawling evergreen shrub.
Really?
Ornamental foliage with waxy flowers native to Southeast Asia and the Pacific, grown in a greenhouse as an indoor plant.
But their little mascot is like a looking dog thing. Anyway, we'll get caught. We're like, okay, we're the geraniums. I mean, why would you call yourself a Hoya? Why would you call yourself a bushy plant?
No.
That is weak, Georgetown.
Okay.
Weak. All right. What are some of our texts this morning?
Let me get over there.
359-2255.
Jake says, I think it's an old wooden ship on the Hoya.
Wait a minute. Ben texts in, better a shrub than no mascot at all. Touche.
Oh, shoot.
You got me.
Yeah, there's that.
Mm. All right.
Dang it. Okay, so it was some of my comments about why not have a voter ID card. So Jim said, all a person needs to understand why the NRA and gun owners are against gun control is to look at that hot mess they've turned into voting fiasco, 100% insane not to have a voter ID.
I've never understood why, if I can't ask you who you are and show me your ID, what is so offensive about that?
I don't know.
There's nothing.
Buying booze, getting on a plane.
Well, I mean, am I not restricting and suppressing individuals that don't, for whatever reason, have an ID to travel on an airplane? I mean, they ask for that all the time. Well, then that's suppressing something else. It illustrates a ridiculous nature and how far we've gone in political correctness. It's ridiculous. If you want to vote and you're registered, what is wrong with me saying, may I see your identification?
Right.
And it's like a gas, your voter suppression.
I don't get it.
It doesn't make sense.
And, when I made the comments about what happened on campus out of Muhammad, we had a comment saying, how about a proof of U.S. citizenship to vote? How many international students voted last week without a single clue about the local candidates and their qualifications? Voting is not only a right, it's a responsibility.
Yeah, I guess if all I needed was an Uber ticket you have to have an ID for that, too, to show you're living on 2nd Street. They had to have proof of where they were living, keeping residence. But How do they know that they're a legal citizen? I don't know. There must be some sort of lawyer things coming in.
Now, many years ago, Georgetown students were required to study Greek and Latin. University's teams were nicknamed the Stonewalls. It suggested that the student using the Greek and Latin terms started to cheer Hoya Saxa, which translates to what rocks. And it proved popular. The term Hoyas was eventually adopted for the Georgetown's team.
You're kidding me. That's from a Georgetown page. Took some Latin word for a bush plant and they came up with Hoya?
Okay, so Nick has a picture that says the rumors of a mutt was called a Hoya in, you know, 1909.
Okay, because it does, the mascot apparently is some sort of a dog. But that's not what a Hoya is. Sounds like it's a plant that you can come up with a long Latin term like they all have, and then the shorter that was Hoya. Maybe that's our best one, because that sounded pretty learned.
Hoya Sax is the official cheer for the college yell of Georgetown University students.
Bunch of brainiacs?
So, right.
I bet you the student body doesn't have a clue of that. I can walk out to Georgetown right now and say, what's a Hoya? And I bet they probably know it's a bushy plant. Anyway, we lost to the bushy plants last night. Details coming up. 7:45.
There's not.
All right, 7:47. Oops, 7:47. Sports before weather. Yeah, I got the order.
Okay,
here we go.
Good.
Sports. Illinois loses to Georgetown in Champaign last night.
That's right. And really, it came down to the last couple of minutes and the
good
fouls
game.
And things like that. I
good
mean,
game.
It was neck and neck the whole time. 88-80, though, was the finals with the Hoyas on top, which Jack the Bulldog, I guess, is the name of the...
That's the mascot, but the Hoya is still the bushy thing, bushy plant.
So. It's true.
Hoya Saxtus or whatever the heck the last
name. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. So Illinois and Iowa in football, 2:30, and we have some tickets we're handing
coming up.
Okay. And Illinois and Northwestern in volleyball. We have won 9 in a row.
Let's go.
Up in the Chicagoland area for that game. Let's see. Atlanta Braves Manager of the Year, Brian Snitker, and National League, Bob Melvin of the Oakland A's.
Atlanta was Atlanta guy.
Oh.
American League was Oakland. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
It's okay. People know what you mean. Anyway, all that matters is the Cardinals signing Bryce Harper and preferably Nolan Arenado or Chris Bryant. Just kidding.
I was going to say, is that I missed that story. How did you get that?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the morning when the Cardinals add a power bat and one other. So they need two players to compete with the Cubs, two.
Right.
So nobody, by the way, has called me. From the St. Louis Cardinal organization.
What? Why
I'm
is that?
Shocked.
I mean,
shocked.
We know people.
Shocked and upset and a little embarrassed. I know how to do this lineup. Please call me.
Bulls and Celtics tonight. This Draymond Green and Kevin Durant, you know, verbal altercation at the end of the game. I don't get why people are talking about
this. It's the best team in basketball, or at least one of them.
Well, and Golden State beat Atlanta 110-103 without.
And Draymond has been kind of, he's an instigator, and maybe he instigated with his own team. It sounded like it,
but he's
just kind of a little troublemaker. But he's really good at basketball.
When I looked at the play and he didn't pass to Durant, that seemed like it was okay to me.
There's a lot more going on than that.
Okay.
Those guys,
And Steph Curry's been out for 3 games now with that groin injury, so that could be a factor, too, is that, you know, Steph's not there.
Here you go with your weather.
Okay. We've got a high 34 with the sunshine, 26-hour low tonight, more clouds, and then an 80% chance of snow. That could be new snow accumulation, 1 to 3 inches possible. That's why they're putting a winter weather advisory on
this. When is that?
Like from 6 tonight until 6 tomorrow.
3 inches?
I guess it depends on where you are. I don't like to even say it.
Can I turn that down?
I'm so what happened to fall?
We didn't have one.
I know.
Yeah.
From summer to winter. Thanks, Mother Nature. Mostly sunny on Friday with a high 41. Hopefully a big melt-off occurring. 39 the high on Saturday. 40% chance of precipitation late. Hopefully not to damper the spirits of our Illini fans as we take on Iowa at 2:30 at Memorial Stadium. 16 with the wind chill of 6. ESPN 93.5.
Biggest shopping day of the year coming up. Black Friday. Week from Friday. Kick off to the holiday season. This year, retailers are revealing Black Friday deals early. There's a method behind the Black Friday creep, with retailers trying to get consumers to shop all month rather than the only one. Makes sense. more at stake this year, given forecasts of consumers will boost spending as much as 5%. Steve Suderman over at Good Vibes, are you hearing that there's a little more money to be spent this year? Are you hearing that?
Well, things are a little bit better. I think the stock market's been fluctuating, you know, but yeah, there's definitely, it's up over last year, and it's going to, the big boys are predicting big things.
Well, good. I'm rooting for Good Vibes. I'm rooting for you. I'm rooting for North Prospect right before Bloomington Road, where Steve Suderman resides his wonderful business. But you know, I'm very, very worried about the Amazon generation and the bricks and mortars going away. And you won't like your town if this is all you got. I mean, if you're going to be walking around and you see these tumbleweeds rolling everywhere, you're not going to like it. It's just, you got to go out and support. And the thing is, Steve, I can get a 75-inch television from you, and it's going to be darn near the same price as anybody, if not the same or lower.
Well, that's what people don't, it's not widely known that we're going to be at the same prices as Amazon and Best Buy and that on the big guns, because we have to be.
Yeah, you have to be.
But we can deliver it, we can hook it up, we can program your stuff, we can fix it if it breaks, and you know, there's a whole lot of stuff. We have been here for 47 years, there's some reasons why. But the big guys, LG, Samsung, and Sony, the green flag is already waving. Sony drops their big leader officially tomorrow, and that's the 65-inch XBR, not the KD, but the XBR, the basic XBR, is $999, and the 75-inch version is $1,799. So that's kind of like this year's version of what you've got, and you know what you paid for yours. So yeah, they're still going down.
Yeah,
the LG OLEDs. This is, I think, the TV that I would most like to have in my house. I still don't have it yet. They've got the models with the C in the series. They've got the models with the B in the series. The C's are better than the B's, so just so you know, if you're looking at numbers, the B series uses last year's technology, but the same panel. We've got the 55-inch C at $1,699, which is the lowest price you'll find on the internet, I guarantee you. And we're a warranty station for it. You can get those right now. There's no waiting, you know, no lines yet. Book your delivery and installation while we've got, you know, time to do that. It's not just TVs. The home theater receivers, now this is a deal that's only going to be next week. Sony's got a surround sound receiver, $149.
What?
We make a quarter on it, I think.
Wait a minute. You said surround sound was one speaker?
No, this is just the receiver, the thing that runs the speaker.
Oh.
It'll run five speakers, it'll run your subwoofer, it'll hook up your Blu-ray.
$149?
Heart of home theater, $149.
Okay, so here's your choice. You can go support Steve Suderman, pay the same price, have him come set it up for you, or go buy it, load it in whatever vehicle you have to rent from Ryder, and then figure out the instructions and call Butte, Montana on the 888 number. So whatever you want to do.
Or have it delivered to your door from the big A company.
I want to emphasize, go to Best Buy, price it, go to Steve, and you're going to say, well, what's the deal here? I got a guy that can help me versus I got to carry it myself. No, don't do that. Okay, my friend, how do they find you?
At 1501 North Prospect here in Champaign, or at gvibes.com on the web, and I'll be working hard to keep those prices up on the website.
You're the man. Talk to you.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman, Good Vibes, locally owned and operated for almost 50 years. But, man, it's hard. It's hard to stay in local business. I'm telling bricks and mortar, go check the mall out. Have you noticed that the mall traffic isn't what it used to be? It just isn't.
You're right.
It's kind of like groceries. Delivering is a thing now.
I know.
It'll take you an hour to set it up. It'll probably take you an hour to check, milk, eggs, all the things.
Yep.
And then, heck, you can have them come to your door.
My sister has been doing it for 10 years in the Seattle area. She said, this is it.
All right.
I don't have to waste my time.
It's a lot of time, and if you can order the staple stuff you need.
When she was bringing up the kids, three kids, it was like, this is the solution. And all the germs out there, and I don't even like touching the cart.
There you go. Okay, you want to win football tickets. It's senior day. It's the last home game. Illinois wins. They technically are eligible at 5-7. That would be a bowl.
Huh.
But we'd become 5-6 going to Northwestern with a chance to be 6-6 in the absolute bowl game. Anyway, I think we can compete with Iowa. We're 15-point underdogs, but we were what, at least 10-point underdogs in Minnesota and blew them out. So who knows? Anyone want to go? You'll see Miss Illinois the fourth time out.
There you go.
So wave at Grace.
Uh-huh.
Four tickets to you right now, $200 in value, 359-2255. Text in ILL or IL or I, maybe just I. Don't even have to capitalize it.
Yep, we're making it simple.
Go to whatever text you want, Diane.
43.
43rd text, 359-2255. Good news. Tomorrow's Larry Canfor Holiday Open House open.
Yeah.
Thursday through Sunday, Larry Canfor, the best photographer in the world. Who says that? Me. 10 to 5:30. That's tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, noon to 4. You're going to walk in. I'm telling you, what he can do with the camera is scary. He's so unassuming, not a pretentious bone in his body, and he just is a gifted artist. 25% off the artwork. Nobody will receive a gift this year that is so appreciated or so unique than what Larry offers. He's just got it all. The stuff he took from Ireland, you're going to stare at it and cock your head, just like you're at the Art Institute. And my favorite, Heartland Drama, the panoramic photograph that has the storm clouds, the crops, the sunshine. Unbelievable. It's the one I called him right when he was taking that, and now I take credit for it because it was obviously my timing that delayed the click by approximately 30 seconds. And I think it's a better picture. That's all. While in the gallery, enjoy a complimentary hot apple cider. Start your holiday shopping at the Larry Canfor Gallery for yourself, family, and friends. Get the calendar. That is a slam dunk. Windsor and Neal in Champaign. It's a fabulous visit, and it starts tomorrow. You're welcome. 7:57. We're going to go to the news and be back. Get our four-ticket winner in just a few moments. Stand by. All the news is next. It's Wednesday, November 14, ESPN 93.5, 7:58.